Hi, this is Brenda Cherkis, and you are listening to the Family Honor Podcast. Today, we welcome Terry Hoadley to the podcast. Terry is Executive Director of Birthright of Columbia in Columbia, South Carolina. Welcome, Terry.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here. Thank you for asking me.
Well, sure. I think a good place to start is telling our audience a little bit about the mission and the work of Birthright.
Okay. Birthright is an international organization that began in 1971, something like that, in Canada. It was started by a woman who had seven children and who felt that something needed to be done to help women who were facing crisis pregnancies. So she began Birthright in Canada, in Toronto, and our chapter started 44 years ago by Hank and Sally Chardos, who felt the same thing. They needed that something needed to be available for women who were facing crisis pregnancy to have resources. So it began in a little, I think Hank said it was a hallway in a lawyer's office. And
and
people would come up, and he said, literally, you come up the stairs and there we were. So it started there, and then it's blossomed. We moved two or three times, and now we're on Richland Street in downtown Columbia, which is right near two hospitals on the bus line. So it's very convenient for our clients to get here. Our mission is that we believe it's the right of every pregnant woman to give birth and the right of every child to be born. We offer non-judgmental, confidential help to these women that come to us.
Okay, very good. And how did you get involved with Birthright?
Well, I have always supported Birthright financially, but I always worked full time, so I could never really volunteer. I guess it was 2020, it's the end of the year. There was an ad on Facebook that they were looking for an executive director. Things at my old job were, we had a new boss, and so it was kind of iffy. So I said, well, you know, I prayed about it and said, you know, God, I'm going to apply for this and see what happens. And so I did. And the rest is history. I got the job, and here I am.
Okay. And can you tell us a little bit about your typical client, if there is a typical client, who is coming to you to ask for help?
The majority of women that come to us are women that want a pregnancy test. We give free pregnancy tests. All of our services are free. If they go to a clinic, they are going to have to pay for it, and a lot of them can't do that. So they come here. And the clinics will tell them, go to Birthright, because you can get that free. And so they come here. And I mean, there's really not a typical client, but some people that come here need other resources. They want to find out if they're pregnant. And then we go from there, see what their needs are. We have an intake sheet that ask all kind of questions. And we assess what they need, and we give them resources that can help. If they need housing, we have all kind of resources for that. If they don't have the high school diploma, we have a resource for that. And that's free. We would put the bill for that for both the mom and the dad if they need their GEDs. Because we feel like they need to have a foundation to be able to take care of their children. Some direct services that we give are we offer a parent video series. It's a series of about 34 videos, and they sign up for it, and it's streaming. We have somebody that organizes that completely from her home. She sends them the videos, and when they complete it, she sends another one. And so once they complete that series of videos, we will give them a $100 gift card to Amazon so they can buy something that they may not be able to afford, like a car seat that they need to have, or a crib or something like that. But we can't give those items directly to them, but we can give them the means to get it.
Okay.
And then we also offer a newborn care and breastfeeding class, and that is offered to the women as they get closer to their due date. We have a lactation specialist that comes in and does this class. We offer it every other month, and it's really been a good experience for these ladies, because sometimes they wait until after the baby's born so they can bring the baby with them, and she can help them if they're having trouble with breastfeeding. She can, you know, and then they have hands-on questions that they, what do I do in this instance? And so that's been a very good experience for them too. We also offer two baby showers a year. And we used to have full-fledged baby showers where they'd come in and we'd have parties and, you know, games and all kind of food. Well, with COVID, we couldn't do that. And so we started doing a drive-through. And we've kept that because it's very efficient, and it's a lot of fun. They don't get out of the cars. We have stations along the road and give them different things. We give them healthcare items. We give them baby clothes. We give them books for older children. We give them food, of course, because you can't have a shower without food. And then other items that donations we may get, like a play mat or something like that, so that and then they just drive through and drive off. So it's a lot of fun.
That sounds wonderful. And it also sounds like the scope of your services is bigger probably than a lot of people realize in terms of what
Yes.
you're able to not only provide there, but what you can help guide women to as well.
Yes. Yes. We have a page that we call our roadmap, and it's just a grid, and it gets the print gets smaller because we keep adding resources. But all kinds of things, like if they need a doctor, we get them, we tell them the different clinics. If they need Medicaid, we fill out the form. We have them fill out the form right here in the office, and then we mail it, so we know that sometimes life gets overwhelming and they may not mail it off. And so if we mail it off at our appointment, the chances are greater that they will have it set up when their first appointment with a doctor is, so that they don't have to have any out-of-pocket expenses, even though they'll be reimbursed, but they won't have to deal with that. So we do that. If they need furniture, we have resources for that. If they need food, we have resources for that. We just give them all kinds of resources in the community. Plus, we give them information in a packet about car seats and about feeding your baby, different things, that they're going to need. And it's all right in one place.
Do you see many young women from the university that we've got University of South Carolina here in Columbia and some other local colleges? Do you see many young women coming in from those schools?
No, we do not. That we have tried and tried to get on campus and get our name out there. They just aren't going to come. When we moved here, we were looking at areas around the university if we could move in there, because we thought that would be ideal. But those areas didn't work out. But our goal this year is we're going to make a concentrated effort to get out and see. And I think through the health clinics might be the best way to do it. I've gone and talked to Students for Life on campus, and we are at their volunteer fair they have every semester. But that's geared more towards volunteering, come volunteer. But getting people, and I don't know if it's the socioeconomic that the people at college may not feel like they need to come here. They might get services elsewhere. But we want to help as many as we can. We're here
Oh,
for everyone.
absolutely. Absolutely. I'm curious too, do men come ever to seek some help for their loved one or their family, or their girlfriend?
Occasionally, I mean, we have had the men call to make the appointment, and occasionally they'll come with the mom to the appointment, and most of them are very supportive. Very rarely are they trying to talk them out of anything. They want to support the mom.
Good,
And
good. That's encouraging. Are there any particularly memorable clients or stories where Birthright helped just even an extra special way? Does anything stick in your mind over the last year or two?
there are a couple, but the one that stands out the most to me is she was I think, like a senior in high school, star soccer player. She was going on to college to play soccer, and she got pregnant. Her church shunned her and her mom because they thought she should have an abortion, and she didn't want to have that. So she came here, and we helped her, and then fast forward to 2022 or 23, it was last year. We see a girl. Our office has a parking lot right beside us, and we see this girl pull up, or this car pull up, and she gets out of the car. Then she gets back in the car, and Anita is seeing this, our program director, and so she runs out there and says, "Are you looking for Birthright?" And she said, "Well, yes." And so she said, "Well, come on in." We thought it was our client, the appointment, and she said, "I just was. I stopped by." She has her client is Matt, the construction company next to us, and she stops by there all the time to bring them. I think she's in cleaning items and stuff like that. And she says, I always wanted to come in. I just never got the guts, but I was a client here. And I wanted to tell you how much your help helped me. She said that she had her baby and she decided she was going to go back to school and she did it on her own while taking care of her baby. She now has her own little company of cleaning and she wanted to stop by and thank us. Her daughter's now 5 years old, I think. And she said, and then the people at the church are all gone. So we're back at that church. They don't, so it's, she said, I just wanted to thank y'all so much because y'all had made an impact so much on me. So that's just one of the stories we hear, you know, and it that makes us feel so good that somebody comes back. We have people that come and donate like the clothes back to us that they have used. They said, we want to give them back maternity clothes and things like that. So, and we even had one of our clients was our volunteer too. And
Well, that
then the
sounds.
last story is one of our clients, Tiffany. She was our client. She had her baby. And then we were looking for a part-time position. We had a part-time position open and she saw it on Facebook. And so she applied. So now she's working here. And so that had made full circle. She said she wanted to give back to Birthright and wanted to help the women. And the insight that she has with these women is amazing because she's been through the situation.
Sure, that's wonderful, and I'm sure the ripple effect has got to be tremendous in terms of women helped, babies saved, which sounds like some of your clients have done, you know, paying it forward, so to speak. You know, that this in turn, the fact that y'all helped them really kind of prompted them to want to help others, or even come back to be there at Birthright to help out. Can you tell us a little bit about volunteer training at Birthright, what that involves?
If you want to volunteer, it's one-on-one training. We have a when somebody is starting to volunteer, they come in for a meeting with the program director, Anita, and she goes through our charter because it's you have to make sure that they're online with everything that's in that charter. And then she kind of explains things. And then when they first start volunteering, they're paired with somebody else. It may be the volunteer that comes that same time. Our volunteers get 3 hours a week the same day. So the relationship between the two volunteers that come at the same time really develops, and it's the friendships that have been made have been amazing. So they are working one-on-one. If the volunteer is relatively new that's working with a new volunteer, then Tiffany or Anita will sit with them and they observe client intake to see how it's done, you know, things like that. And it takes about, you know, 6 months for them to feel comfortable. You know, they'll sit through a couple of those and then they'll become the person taking the intake and then sitting with the client, the seasoned volunteer, and learn that way too. And then right away they're given clients to follow up with. So they're assigned, the client they interview becomes their client through the pregnancy and they make contact with them throughout the pregnancy
Oh,
and
very
things like
good.
that.
Now, if somebody calls Birthright, you know, at 2 in the morning, will the phone be answered?
Our phone will not be answered, but we have a hotline that's that Birthright hotline that all the charters use, and that line will be answered.
So there is somebody, it may not be at your local office, but there is somebody that will
Somebody.
pick up on a phone call and be able to refer somebody for the woman that's, or presumably woman that's calling for help then. That's good to know. That is good to know.
And when we get, I guess, two or three calls maybe a month through that hotline, because the ones that are calling, they could go to anywhere in the country that would come to us. We have four other Birthrights in South Carolina, three other Birthrights in South Carolina, one in Greenville, one in Charleston, and one in Georgetown. They're separate
Beautiful.
entities. They're all part of the Birthright umbrella. We're not affiliated, so to work like with them together. But so there's
Sure.
four other options in the state, kind of in the four corners.
And what would you say, Terry, is the main ongoing need for Birthright in terms of material items? What do you go through really quickly, or what kinds of things typically are the most in demand as far as material needs?
Well, we, you know, diapers, newborn and number one diapers, we go through those because everybody gets those when they come. We baby ointment, baby wash, things like that, we put in our healthcare bags. Maternity clothes, we can always use maternity clothes to keep them seasonal. You know, we try to During the seasons, we have one downstairs and some upstairs, and then we switch them out. We can always use gift cards to Amazon because the more that are donated, the less we have to personally buy. Anything that a baby would need, we cannot take cribs, car seats, pack and place. Anything a baby can go in, sit in, we cannot give out because of the liability. But because that's why we do the gift card, so they can actually go buy it themselves. And then they're picking out the one they want. We're not giving them something that they haven't had any choice in.
And Terry, as we wind down, I think our listeners would like to know how can they get in touch with Birthright?
Okay. We have a website, birthrightofcolumbia.org. You can get to contact through there because there's a if you're interested in volunteering, there's a form for that. If you need information, there's a form, and that comes directly to us. They can call us at 803-765-0165. We encourage appointments, but we do take walk-ins. A walk-in may have to wait if there's a lot of, or maybe have to come back if we could set them up for another appointment. But they can come directly to us, 1316 Richland Street. We're in downtown Columbia, across the street from the Lutheran Church, and catty corner to the Greek Orthodox Church.
Wonderful. Terry, thanks so much for joining me today on the Family Honor podcast. I really appreciate it.
Well,
We
thank you.
hope, well, thank you again. We hope our listeners will check back soon for another interesting and informative Family Honor interview.